Life on the Planet is produced by Miloš Radakovic and Central Coast Public Radio, KUSP, Santa Cruz. This is Miloš Radakovic for Life on the Planet. Sharks have been around a long time, about 400 million years by some estimates. Their kind has survived all five of the major global extinctions since the Cambrian diversification 600 million years ago, including the KT event 65 million years ago that wiped out the dinosaurs and over half of all life on the planet. Now our Earth is experiencing yet another global extinction episode, and this time humans may be largely responsible. One of the more prominent groups that's pulling an evolutionary disappearing act after all these years is the shark family. At least many of its prominent members are. Fishing boats, especially those known as longliners, target commercially valuable species such as tuna by trailing miles-long fishing lines with thousands of baited hooks. But such practices also affect shark populations. As a result, some species, like the hammerhead shark, have experienced sharp declines in Atlantic waters in recent years. The World Wildlife Fund recently launched a campaign to see if having fishermen attach magnets to their hooks will reduce the frequency of accidentally catching sharks, which are able to detect magnetic fields. The idea is part of WWF's ongoing campaign to promote selective fishing, in which fishermen avoid catching species they're not after. Even though the animals are frequently thrown back into the sea, they usually die of the injuries they receive in the process. While sharks will likely be able to detect the magnets next to the baited hooks, whether they will learn to associate them with danger or easy food is not so clear. For KUSP, this is Miloš Radakovic.